and they were giving us M&B tablets.
I've heard of M&B.
Yeah, and they made you feel sick.
Yes.
They cured you, but
yes,
they made you feel, yeah.
They were so strong, weren't they?
And we stopped. Well, I did. I stopped taking them, because they used to just give them in our hand,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, the tonsillitis, and while I was there, the officer came round. She said, I've got something to cheer you up. She said, your posting's come through home, you see, to come back here.
Oh, to come back here. Oh.
So that was, it was really that I wasn't very well in York, that I hated it, you see. And then when I left, it was just the nicer weather was coming, you know.
Right.
I mean,
yes.
I've been back since.
Yes.
I like it now, but I didn't
like
it
at the time.
I said I'd never go back there.
Did you?
But yes, I was posted to in Douglas, and I just had to live in for a week, I think. I was clerk again when I got here, and I was on the prom.
Oh, were you?
In one of the hotels on the prom, it was. And where the army were, it was an officer training place.
Was it?
Yeah. And then I lived at home after that. And then after that I went to...
So your mother had moved to the island, had she?
No, my mother... No, we lived... I came here when I was 15.
Did you?
Mother and I came here. My brother was already here.
Oh, was he?
He was going to be a farmer.
Oh, was he?
And he'd come here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we had connections with the island, you see. My grandfather was here.
I see.
Well, he had been. He was dead then, but I mean...
But he had been,
and
yeah.
I had cousins here, like my cousin that lives behind here, you know.
Yes.
And so it was before the war, you see.
I see.
And... how we came, simply because Alan had wanted to join the RAF, actually, and my mother wouldn't let him, I think because of my father, you see.
Yes.
But, and so he said, oh, well, he'd like to be a farmer, but it didn't work out because he liked to play football.
Oh, did
and
he?
He had to work on Saturdays,
oh,
and, you know, and all
yes.
that, see, so it yes. fell through, and eventually he did join the RAF.
Did
before
he?
The war.
Did he?
He did before the war, yeah. And, but the reason we came was my mother said, well, what's the good of us being in Liverpool when Alan is there?
Mm-hmm.
We may as well go as well, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that was how it was, you know. And
he'd been older than you then, your brother?
Well, he was about 2.5 years older than me, yeah.
Yes.
And, but he died as a prisoner of war, you see.
Did he? Up in Japan?
In fact, he was, when I got my compassionate posting, I think he was dead already, but we didn't know.
Really?
We didn't know till they were being released.
Oh.
And everybody, he happened to be in a camp with 4 or 5 from the Isle of Man.
Oh,
he just happened to be, you know, they just happened to be there.
Mm.
And they all came back, except Alan.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were, you see, and one of them wrote to his mother to tell her what had happened to him, and that's how we found out, you know.
Really?
Before we found
and
out officially.
Yes. Mentioned the names, did he?
Well, he knew Alan.
Oh,
I mean, they'd
him.
Obviously
oh,
met each other.
I see.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote to his mother, and she went to the vicar in Onken. We lived in Onken, you see.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the vicar. She wouldn't come and tell my mother herself.
Mm.
And he came down.
Oh, dear. That must have been awful for your mother, having lost her husband.
Yes.
And then to lose her son.
Yeah, what happened, happened, you know, didn't
yes.
it? You know, I mean, she didn't want it that
and,
time, you know.
No, she, that was her but, dread. Would have
yes.
been her dread.
But... no, the vicar told me, you know, and because I went to the door, and it was
oh, horrendous. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, I think we'll have a cup of tea now.
Oh, lovely, yes.
I'm sure you're ready for one. Got my bit of the right button.
No, I still remember that. I don't like to.
No.
These firing camps, you went to every so often, you see, for 2 weeks.
Did you?
Uh-huh. And it was in, you know, for practice, you see.
Yes.
And it was in the very cold weather, and we were in a hotel. And we were issued with long underpants. What do you call them? You know, the long...
Long johns?
Long johns.
Oh, right.
Yeah, underneath, yeah.
Underneath your trousers?
Yes, and I mean the hotel was, it was just the bare boards and
was
all,
it?
You know. And so we used to go early in the morning. It was still dark when we went. And somebody with a lantern at the front and the back.
Oh, gosh.
With our steel helmets on.
Really?
And we had to go up these steps. And when we got to the top, we collapsed on the tombstones at the top. Because we'd be waiting all day, you see. There were other batteries there, and there were all these at the top. There were all these Nissen huts with stoves in, and we'd be waiting, you see, while one battery did there. And
I see.
Can't actually remember doing anything up there, only waiting. But I do remember the steps, 199 steps, I think it is.
Just how many
and,
there are.
And you know, going along the streets in the dark, and you know,
yes.
We had to be there, you see. And all we did was wait all day, just hang about waiting all day. And the other firing camp we went to was at the last one I think I went to was in Sheringham, in Norfolk.
Ah, Sheringham Forest.
Well, it was a little seaside place.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes. Oh, no, the place was called Holt, near Sheringham.
Oh, right.
And that was inland a bit, I suppose, and Sheringham was the little seaside.
What was that like?
Place. Well, that was all right. I really can't remember.
Much about
there that. Wasn't anything special about that. I just remember... Whitby because of the steps.
Yes.
It was so cold and
yes.
I thought it was a lovely little place.
Mm, quaint, isn't
yeah.
it? Have you been back?
Yes. Yes, we went on we stayed at a caravan site up on the top there, my husband and I and quite a while ago now. It wasn't a luxurious caravan, the light was terrible. I think we went to bed early. We just stayed there, I think, for a few days, that was all. And then I think we went on to Scarborough. We stayed at, that was better in Scarborough, that was like a little bungalow in complex. I think you could buy those as well for sort of summer holidays.
Yes, there are a lot of holiday camps around that way.
Yes.
Or caravan parks and
yeah.
things.
Yeah. But that's the only time I've been in anything, places, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how long did you say you were in the ATS and all?
5 years and 9 months.
Oh, nearly 6 years. So what was it like for you to come back then? Had you met your husband by that time?
No.
Well, what was it like for you then to come back into civilian life after all that?
After the army?
Yes.
Oh, very hard because... It's you use a different language somehow.
I can imagine.
It's very hard to settle down, although I suppose it wasn't as hard for me because I was living at home and I wasn't on the prom then. I finished off where my mother actually died in the nursing home in Victoria Road, it is, in Douglas. I mean, it was just like going to the office, getting the bus home and...
I see.
You see?
Yes.
But
yes.
It was. I remember my cousin who had been in the RAF. I couldn't even understand him, what he was talking about, because he used to talk about bods and this and, you know, bods.
Their own language, yes.
Yeah, and it was really amazing that, but, no, it is very hard, because you feel as though you're on a different planet,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't the same.
No,
somehow.
I can imagine that, yes.
Yes, it's hard.
Yes.
But, you do in the end, of course.
Mm. Because that's it. This is life now, isn't it? When
yes.
That is how it's got to be.
Yeah. But I did leave the island again for a short time as well.
Did you?
Mm. Well, I wanted to be... I don't remember much of life on the island, really, after the war.
No.
Because, I mean, of course, we were given... clothing coupons when
oh,
we
yes.
came out, because
mm-hmm.
the only clothing coupons we had during the war were for handkerchiefs, I think.
Oh,
just little, you know, a few for handkerchiefs.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'd no, I really hadn't any civilian clothes, because, I mean, it was quite a long time, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't go in for clothes much when I was younger. I couldn't care less, really, about clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end of the war, I mean, I just wore my uniform,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. but then I had to have, you know, we were issued with clothing coupons, you see,
mm-hmm.
to buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the men actually got a suit.
Yeah, the mob suits,
didn't they? But, I suppose they couldn't get anything like that for women, could they?
Not really, because everybody's different,
mm.
different style they would want.
Yeah, but I actually left the island when... All the forces were leaving the island.
Mm.
I was actually demobbed because the date was right for me to leave, to finish my service on the island. If it hadn't finished, then I would have had to go away again. See?
Ah, right.
And
I see.
So it was just fortunate
for you. Yes.
Mm. But I had to go away to be demobbed at a...
Oh, did you?
Ashton-under-Lyne I had to go to, I remember.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, But after that, it was... I'd been a kennel maid, you see, before the war.
Had you?
I was in Manchester. I was going to learn the business and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a show kennel, so Scottish Terriers, which I loved.
Right. Yeah.
And, But I had to come home, and anyway, it was this lady, I think, sold all her dogs because they thought it was, the war was going to be, you know, we were going to be bombed right away, and it didn't happen, actually.
No.
But
So you couldn't go back there then?
No, and I did go to kennels, but it didn't work out because I was so much older, and it's not a paying proposition, really, no. And...
More for the love of the job, is it?
Yes.
Interest.
And, so in the end, I came back home again, and I was just in an office, actually. I didn't like it. I think the thing is that if you're on... I was on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so used to all the company.
Yes.
And to be on your own, it's...
It must have been like being bereaved.
Yes,
yeah.
It was actually the coal board office. It was Lancashire Colliery's had an office. It was before, it's a bit different now, but they had an office and shop in Douglas, in the main street.
Mm.
And they had a coal fire going there. And all you did really was to take orders, you see.
Right.
Very boring.
Yes.
I used to read about 3 library books a week.
Did you? Yeah.
It was terribly boring. I did that first before I went away, you see, and then I, you know, I went away again, you see, to, as I say, to the kennels, but that didn't work out.
Mm.
And after that I came back and I was on the switchboard at Nobles.
Oh, were you?
And,
what?
It was
How
just...
How did you enjoy that?
Yes, I enjoyed that. It was busy, and I mean, I didn't know anything about telephones. Only a friend, the husband of a friend of my mother's, he was an ex-policeman, and he worked on the switchboard there. And it was just mentioned, I think, and that they wanted somebody. And he said, I'll teach her how to do it.
Yes, yes.
Which he did, and I got the job.
Good.
And
you'd had more company there then?
You're on your own on the switchboard. At that time, there was only one switchboard.
Oh, I see.
You see, now it was just more or less like a cottage hospital, really.
Was it to
then,
start with? Oh.
Because there were only... there was male surgical, female surgical, male and female medical,
mm-hmm.
gynecological ward, and the children's ward.
Oh,
that's
right.
All it was.
Oh,
and you knew everybody.
Did you?
There. Now, I mean, it's a much bigger switchboard
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was busy because you were also a sort of receptionist as well. In fact, it got too busy.
Oh.
It was too much. They had to get a receptionist as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's expanded. Now it's...
Yes.
I find it hard to find my way around if I go in now.
Yes.
It's entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, yes, it was, and you were busy all the time. You didn't notice the time going, really. And
no. So it was better.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have enjoyed it better.
Mm.
Yes.
But I went away after that. That's when I got married. And
did you?
Yeah. So I lived in Manchester.
And then came back to Dinan.
And then we came back, because my husband's a marksman, you see.
Oh, is he? I see. Yeah. And you've only got the one daughter, have you?
Yes.
And was she born on the island?
No, she was born in Manchester.
Oh, was she? Uh-huh.
I came back when she was 10.
Oh, right. Yes. And did you want to come back to the island, or would you have rather... stayed across?
In different circumstances, I would have rather stayed away. Yeah. Because the Manchester people are very friendly.
Are they?
Very friendly people. And no, I would have preferred to stay away,
yes.
Really. But in the circumstances, it was...
Well, if you're married, that's it, isn't it? You don't have much choice if husband comes back.
Not only that, was security, really.
Yes.
To come back. And,
yes.
And, I mean, I'm quite happy here.
Mm.
And also, you see, my husband did nothing but the Isle of Man this and the Isle of Man that. And he wouldn't go, if we're on holiday, wouldn't go anywhere but come back here when I wanted to go other places. And I gave in the end of the... And, of course, my mother was here.
Yes.
And, that and Anne didn't want to come.
Didn't she?
No, she was happy at school and
everything.
But I thought, well, if we don't go now before she goes to high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my husband was actually caretaker of a big school.
Oh, right.
In Manchester.
Mm.
And it was... I hoped that Anne wouldn't go to that school. I hoped she'd go to Manchester Grammar School or somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it'd be awful if she comes to this school because I didn't like it. And I didn't like what went on there. And so, and also they were building flyovers. There was a flyover to the shopping centre. You had to cross over a bridge to go and get your shopping. And and I thought, this is terrible. I resented that.
Did you? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, if you had to carry your shopping, which I did, we didn't have a car, and various things, but it was mainly because of Anne, and my husband was always going on about the Isle of Man, and he was like a fish out of water, I think. So that's how we came to come back.
Yes.
So Anne just went to the primary school for a short time, and then to the high school. But she didn't really want to come. She was all right once she got here.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she's
quite
still
adaptable.
Here.
Yes.
And she has been away for 6 months.
Mm.
But
she's settled here.
She's settled here.
Mm. Yes.
And it is better for children here, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yes. Well, I wonder if there's anything that I've missed out. I could ask you about. Oh, I've got down rationing, etc.
Yes, I don't know about rationing.
No.
Really.
What about the careless talk costs lives? You know that saying that we were all brought up with during the war?
Mm.
In the island, of course you were away, but in the island particularly, the people just didn't ever say anything about the internment because they were, like, with propaganda, with careless talk cost life, so they just all kept quiet. But they must have resented the intrusion into their privacy because of the internment, like the prom here being cut off and Port Erin being cut off and etc. They had no access in the summer. Can you imagine? They had no access to the traditional playground, as you might
say.
Yes,
that's true. Yes, well, I don't know really, because I didn't realise Port St Mary was cut off, actually.
Oh, yeah, the whole
I know thing. Port Erin was.
Mm-hmm, the Baltimore.
Because I have a cousin he lives in Port Erin now, but he lived in... His home was in Port Erin.
Mm, this is all the internment.
Yeah.
Sites of the internment.
And he actually married an internee.
Oh, really?
Because he divorced him. He'd been married 3 times now.
Mm.
I'm not in touch with him. He only lives in Port Erin.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he was only young, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this family were from Leicester, actually. And the parents, you see, had never, they were German, they'd never become naturalised, although they'd lived in Leicester for years.
Yes.
And the girl that he married at was brought up in Leicester.
Excuse me.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, they were a family from Leicester, and the parents had never been naturalised.
I see, yes.
They're from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a toy factory, apparently, of dolls in Leicester or something.
Yes.
And so, of course, the girl was, whether she'd been to Germany, I don't know, but I mean, she was from Leicester, really.
Yes, she would have been English, really.
The English, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they married anyway, you know. But I think they must have been released fairly early.
Yes. Yeah.
But I was never in Port Erin.
No.
During the war.
No.
I only heard about it, as
mm-hmm.
it were.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that in Douglas it was there were lots of internees and
yes.
Peel.
Yes.
I remember Peel. And you know, parts of Douglas, because they were opposite us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we lived in Onken.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes.
Yeah.
And there was a camp at Onken as well.
The camp was at Onken,
yes.
It was Port Jack, Royal Avenue.
Oh.
Royal Avenue is on... It's on this side. Royal Avenue West was where they were.
Oh, I see.
On the other side of the glen.
Oh, yes.
And they were bigger houses there.
Oh,
see.
I see, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could see across.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because when I came on leave that time, it was either internees. I think it was mainly, though, the Army and the Navy along the promenade.
Yes. Yeah, there was some sort of training centre.
Well, there was there was the OCTU, the Officer Cadet Training Unit, which was the Army in the first part,
nearer
the pier, I mean.
Uh-huh.
And then it was HMS Valkyrie, which was the
I've
Navy.
Oh, I've heard that name, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And then further on, I don't know how far they went, but the other side of Broadway, where the bigger houses there was the signals, the Army signals.
Yes, yes.
That's about all I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether there were internees along there or not, I don't know. I don't think there were.
I think
they were in Hutchinson Square in
Douglas. Oh, I've heard of Hutchinson Square,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, the rationing wasn't as severe here.
So I believe, because of the land, they could still grow whatever they needed.
Yes, I don't ever remember being, you know, when I came on leave, anything particularly being short.
No.
I suppose some of the meat or tea and things
like that. Oh, yeah,
like that
sort of thing, yeah. It would have to be imported, yes.
Mm.
Yeah. But the bacon and ham and that sort of things, there would be plenty of on the island.
As far as I remember, yes. Eggs.
Eggs and milk, butter, cheese, all that sort of things, yes. Somebody that I talked to, all they could remember was the sweet rationing.
Oh, yes, that's true, yes. And in the army, we used to get, we were rationed for sweets, of course, yes. Because on a Friday night, we got our ration. And I can remember getting a bar of chocolate and, cigarettes. Because I used to, I only gave up smoking about 3 years ago. But
did you? I stopped about 40 years ago.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I started smoking in the army.
Yeah, yes.
Because somebody said, you don't smoke.
So,
I had to smoke, didn't I?
Yes.
But it was a case of getting a bar of chocolate and your cigarettes and going on. Sitting on your bed and eating, it was lovely, you know.
Yes, your reward.
Yes, one of the perks, yes, I do remember that.
Yes.
Sweet rationing.
Yeah.
And, of course, there weren't any bananas.
No, that's right.
I mean, I've heard, I don't remember that particularly myself, but I've heard that about children who'd never
seen
a banana.
Seen a banana, yeah, I can remember that. I was born in 1930, so I was, you know, grew up my teenage years 9 to 14 during the war, you know, and no, I never saw a banana. And it was right up in the north, didn't know anything about the war, you know.
No, I suppose not.
No, we were very lucky, really. But the army cadets commandos and that, they used to come up and train up north,
yes,
so you could see them doing the training with the what did they call these machines, tanks, and another kind of carriers, sort of Brengel carriers.
Oh, yeah.
They used to train with them.
Yeah.
On the golf courses and on the cliffs.
Yeah.
And
there's a monument to the commandos,
that's
isn't there?
Right. Right up between Inverness and.
Yeah, what's it called?
I can't remember now, but I've seen it many times.
I've been up there and seen it.
Have you? Yes.
But,
Yeah,
I
forgot.
I'm trying to think of the town that's there.
Yeah,
it's gone.
It's not far from Fort William.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
right. Fort William.
Yes.
Yeah.
We used to visit.
And we went to Oban. We stayed.
Did you?
We were touring with the car.
Mhm.
And that was when my husband came.
Mhm.
With me and.
Did a tour.
We stayed at Oban.
Yeah.
Yes. And funny enough, we met. I don't know whether it was where we stayed. I think it was somehow. And they were Manx, you know.
Ah.
In fact, I think the thing was that they were not, either they weren't married or there was something about them, you know,
mm-hmm.
that he'd left his wife or she'd left her husband or something, we'll and
see.
It was supposed to be, you know, and we turned up and we didn't realise, you know,
no.
that she's in. And I think they were trying to not let us know.
No,
what it was a bit, was odd, it was funny really, isn't it?
Yes.
It's funny that, isn't it, that were you trying to keep a secret and somebody turned up?
From
but I mean, they were taking people, I mean, it could
mm-hmm.
happen, couldn't it?
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that, I mean, that, why would it matter if they said about the internees, you know, being here.
Why would it matter?
You mean, you were saying about careless talk.
I don't know, but that was, I mean, we were brought up with that slogan in our heads, careless talk costs lives.
Oh, yes, you saw that everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
So nobody talked about them in the Isle of Man much at all. They were very aware that they were aliens, from what I can gather.
Oh, yes.
And even in as far as going to the cinemas, and the news reels being shown, and they were shown to the prisoners. Well, they weren't prisoners, they were aliens, internees.
Mm.
And it was remarked, well, fancy, they could have passed on that information, which was shown on the cinemas, to whoever, you know, spies and things like that, because the island was quite aware that there was spies. Now, whether, I don't know whether, I haven't met anybody who could tell me whether there was any spies actually caught on the island or not.
No.
But they were very aware of that situation, so nobody seemed to comment much about it.
It must have been difficult for, you know, going into Port Erin and Port St Mary, you know, because the residents would be able to come out, I mean, wouldn't they?
But they all had ID cards to show.
Yeah.
And even though they knew the man on guard, they said they had to show their ID card every time.
Yeah, because they'd be mixing with the internees inside, wouldn't they?
Not a lot. They didn't mix a lot, no.
Didn't they? I mean, weren't they milling about with them?
No,
Oh, weren't they?
No.
I mean, I don't know about that, you see.
Don't you?
Yeah.
No, they didn't really mix with them at all. They kept very much to themselves.
But I mean, they could go about, couldn't they? Well, I mean,
they didn't go about individually, as far as I understand.
But I mean, my cousin must have, if he met this girl.
Yes, yes.
They must have.
But I wonder how...
I don't know how long. I never...
Yeah, and how far... How long had they been there before they were allowed that freedom? Because initially, I think they were quite restricted.
Yes, because, I mean, he was actually in the Merchant Navy, but he was invalided out for some reason, although I think his health wasn't too good. So I suppose he was at home for a while. I don't know, but...
You see, I think they put families here eventually.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't just...
Well, of course, they were a family, and they were in Port Erin, as far as I know.
Uh-huh.
You know, this...
Yes.
The people I'm talking about.
About, yes. So they would probably have been there maybe for some time.
Perhaps they were. I suppose they must have been there for some time to get...
To know, yes.
To know them, or because they, you know, but...
From what I gather, the internees kept very much to themselves, did their own thing. They got the house. The house was emptied, really, of carpets and things. They were left the bed and the utensils. But that was about it.
Yeah.
And they bought their own food, or not bought, but were supplied from a central supply, whatever, with their own, with their food. Because, of course, they ate differently from the locals. There was quite a lot, you know, of difference, really. They made things and sold them in their own shop or their own outlet.
Yeah. I suppose it depends how many, you know, like this family from Leicester. I mean, they'd been living in England for years, you see.
Yeah, there would be a difference in, yes.
Yeah.
They would be quite Englified.
Well, yes, but I suppose it'd be I mean, I think they had some people that were well known, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
You know.
Oh, yes.
I think I heard that those two pianists, Ravitch and Landau?
Yeah.
I think they were
the Amadeus Choir. But they were prisoners, weren't they? The people who set up Amadeus Choir. I think they were prisoners of war.
Oh, were they?
I think. I may be wrong in saying that.
I just seem to think that they were just internees, but I don't know.
No.
But there were some people, you know,
quite famous,
well-known people, because
yes.
I heard that they'd painted the ceilings in some of these places that they were in, the hotels.
Oh.
And they'd painted the, you know, murals sort of,
yes.
You know, and I believe that, you know, some of them were left. They were so beautiful.
Oh, I would imagine so.
You know, so they were... There were some clever people
among well-educated professors. I mean, the archaeology on the island was not originally, but was quite a lot of it was excavated by Professor Bersu and his wife, who was interned here.
Yeah.
And it was him that did Balladool and found all the Viking graves, etc., Viking boat burials and things like that.
Mm.
So there was a lot of professional people on the island from England. They'd been in England for years.
Yes, that's right. They just wouldn't have bothered to, or perhaps they didn't want to be naturalised.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I was going to say, when I came on leave, when you used to come on leave, and it was from Fleetwood, after the initially from Liverpool, the forces were, there'd be a lot of people coming over, you know, forces coming on leave, but also forces coming back who were stationed here, you know.
Oh, I see.
And there are only so many allowed on the boat, of course, and if the, and they let the forces on first.
Oh.
And if there were civilians and the boat was full, they were left behind, you know. Had to get the next one. I hope for the next one that there'd be room on that.
Oh.
And I can remember, you know, I think that was rather, you felt a bit superior, but actually when you come to think of it, it was hard luck, wasn't it? Because, I mean, they might have been on war work, mightn't they, you know. And I can remember seeing them waiting to get on, and you were just, you just got on.
Yes.
And of course the boat didn't go every day, you see. I mean, it depended, I think, on, maybe it depended on mines, I don't know. Because I can remember coming on leave and getting up there. Sometimes I had to stay overnight, depending where I was coming from. If I was coming from the south of England, you know. And the RTO at the station used to find you somewhere to stay for the night, you see.
I see, yes.
And I was sent to one place just near to stay. You know, the houses would take people in, you see, for this reason, you know.
Yes.
I got to this house and they couldn't take me, they were full up, and I went back to the station, they gave me another one. They were full up. When I went back the third time, he'd gone. And this is, you know, quite late at night, probably about 11 o'clock or something, you know.
Yeah.
And
what do you do in a situation like that?
So, well, I think I went back to where I'd, the last house I'd been to, you know.
Oh, I see.
Wasn't far away from the station. And, you know, the station and the, where the boat came in, the same place, you know. But, I mean, it was just quite near. And I said, oh, you know, didn't know what I was going to do, you know. So she said, well, I think there's somebody up the road might take you. So she took me up there.
Did she?
And when I think of it, they turned out an old man from his bed so I could sleep in it. I mean, he lived there, you know. I slept on the edge of the bed all night. I was frightened to death.
Yes.
I'd catch something, you know.
Yes.
But still, it was very nice of them, wasn't it?
Yes,
know?
Yes. But you wouldn't dream of doing it nowadays,
you see? No. Well, you wouldn't, would you?
No.
And, but, I mean, what else was I going to do, you see?
Yeah.
There was nowhere to go.
No.
You know, in Fleetwood of all places,
yes.
I mean.
Yeah.
Because apparently, I think there are a few hotels, but I suppose
nowadays,
they'd be full up or something. You know?
Probably. Or commandeered by the forces for
whatever. And, you know, but, you know, if you got there, there'd be no boat the next day. We had some friends in Cleveleys, you know, Blackpool, this end of, the better end.
Yeah, the better end of Blackpool, yes.
And I did stay with them once.
Did you?
Yes, that was another thing. When I went into hospital here.
Did you?
Yes, and it was the Majestic Hotel in Douglas.
Oh.
Which was a hospital. Do you know the Majestic?
No.
I don't. Well,
is it on the front?
No, it's the other end. It's Onken, really.
Oh, is
it? It's round the corner, sort of, towards Groudall. Do you know Groudall?
Yes, yes.
Well, I mean, it's not far, you know, but it's round the coast.
Yes.
I don't think it's a hotel now. I don't know what it is, whether it's derelict or what. Couldn't tell you, really, but it was a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when there wasn't a boat. Oh, the whole camp had been down with flu, actually, in Kent.
Mm.
The whole camp was down in flu and they were going to close it, actually, as an operational place because it was so bad. But I think everybody said, no, you know, don't do it or something.
Mm.
I tell you, we were so loyal to the...
were you?
Well, I think people were then, you know, I mean, patriotic,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, that's the word, yes.
Yeah, and I didn't really have... I didn't think it was flu, but I had a bad cold, and then I had... I was due for leave anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I came on leave, and when I got to Fleetwood, and the boat wasn't going, and anyway, I stayed with these friends,
mm-hmm.
and I had a... My glands were swollen at the back of me. Head here, and you know there's not much skin there, is there? You know, and it was very uncomfortable. And then I got the boat the next day, and I wasn't a good sailor. I was in agony, and the vicar of Onchan had two daughters in the ATS, and one of them must have been on the boat because he came down to meet us in this little car. Mm. My mother knew him quite well, you see, and.
Mm-hmm.
We got in this little car, and I can remember sitting on somebody's knee, and my head, you know,
right
I was
up,
like this,
yes.
And I was in agony, you know. I thought, if I don't get that, you know, and so that if you were ill, you see, you had to get in touch with the army.
Oh,
you know, you couldn't go to a civilian doctor, or you weren't supposed to.
Oh.
Suppose you could have done, you know, when I come to think. But anyway, that was what you were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they took me into the Majestic, you see.
Yes.
And they said, they thought it was glandular fever.
Oh.
And I was in a room on my own for a little while, but it wasn't that. I don't know what it was, but I mean, it was, you know, it was terribly painful.
Was it?
You know, because... You know, it was stretching the skin, you see,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
So I don't know what it was, really.
A virus, as they say.
And I wasn't very happy about it because it was before Christmas. And I wanted to go back for Christmas.
Did
I had much
you?
Better time in the army,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
And we went and stayed with an aunt of mine. That's right. I had my leave extended.
Did you?
You see.
Mm. With being ill.
Yeah, and I got sort of sickly, so I missed me.
You missed your Christmas?
I missed me Christmas.
Oh. Do you still keep in touch with any of them?
No, I don't know.
No? You never had a reunion at all?
No, I don't know how I lost touch with a particular friend I had. You know, and she lived in Deal in Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And she went abroad, that you see, I was going to go with her.
Yes.
Her mother was in the Wrens.
Oh!
Yes, and
gosh.
She was in the ATS. But her mother was at home, sort of, in there. And she was, I did meet her once, a tiny little lady she was, you
was
know.
Was she?
Yeah. And the name was Fortier. It must have been her father, who was Frenchman or not, I don't know. But
sounds like.
Anyway, they lived in Deal.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did write. We wrote to each other quite a while. I don't know what happened.
Oh,
you know, I can't
touch.
Remember what
happened. Yes.
Yes. Sometimes perhaps something happens in the family that.
Yeah.
You know,
you
or
just, it seems a long time. And
I
then
often think about it. In fact, I was on holiday at Christmas. I went away at Christmas a year last Christmas. Fed up with things, and
mm-hmm.
my husband is awkward. He doesn't like his son-in-law, you see. And
oh, right.
So anyway, I thought, oh, blow it, I'm going away.
Mm-hmm.
And went on a saga holiday, and I met somebody who was had been in the ATS,
mm-hmm.
and she belonged to this society for ex-army. I forget what you call it now.
Mm-hmm.
And because there was something on television, she said, oh, I want to watch this, she said. And I think it was somebody that had written a book that had been in the ATS. Anyway, it was on, and I said, oh, you know. She said, oh, I'll I'll send you the information or something. So they sent me the thing, but I didn't think it was worth it after all this time, because living here, you're cut off, you see, aren't you?
Yes, you are. Yes.
You know, they have these things.
Yeah,
you can't
reunions,
keep going to the,
no.
you know, so I thought, oh, no. Because I probably, you know, there would be a lot of people in that now that have been in the ATS, or, you know, much later, I mean, you know, they'd be a lot younger. I don't suppose there'd be so many people of my age that's in it now, you know.
No.
And I thought, I probably won't meet anybody, you know, so I didn't bother in the end.
But it would be nice if you could even meet, not even meet them, but hear of them and correspond and just share share memories.
Yes, it is. It's a pity we lost touch.
Do you get the Saga magazine?
I don't get it. They send it. I don't buy it.
No, they send you it.
I mean...
Because there are reunion things.
Well, they do, yeah. Well, they send it occasionally, but there's lots in it that doesn't apply to the Isle of Man, you know?
Yes.
You know, there's lots of things like health and you know, it's all different.
Your tax and everything,
and no, they were sending it and trying to get me, you know, this will be the last one, they say, you know.
They do that for a while, don't
they? Yes, and then they did stop, and then I've had it occasionally, but I really don't want it.
No.
So,
no.
You know.
No.
But yes, it's true that you might just...
You know, just might, but again, you mightn't.
But after so long, you know, you're so different, aren't you?
Oh, and yes, totally.
You see,
totally.
You haven't, you know, during the war you had the same goal and same interest,
that's
you know.
Right. Yes. Yes.
I mean, when I was... when we're on this gun site in Sidcup, I mean, you met all sorts of girls, you know. I mean, I can remember that I learned how to iron a shirt when I was in the HS, because there was a, I mean, there were some